ABC News.
Hello, David Rollins with a quick wrap of the latest news from near and far. The Liberal Party is being urged to propose an alternative climate change plan if it abandons its net zero commitment on Thursday. Liberal MPs met on Wednesday for nearly 5 hours to decide whether to keep the party's net zero commitment. The party's position won't be finalised until Thursday when Liberal shadow ministers meet. Senior fellow of the Energy Program at the Grattan Institute, Tony Wood, says the challenge for the party is to come up with a low-cost alternative. Democrats in the US House of Representatives have released new emails written by convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein that reference US President Donald Trump. One of the emails is between the disgraced financier and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. Some of the 23,000 documents being reviewed by the Democrats appear to show Epstein mentioning the president several times. Trump has always strongly denied knowing about Epstein's illegal activities. And officials in Peru say at least 37 people have been killed and dozens injured after a bus plunged into a ravine in the country's south. The accident happened early Wednesday morning local time when the bus struck a van and veered off the road in the country's Arequipa region. More than 20 people are being treated for injuries, with at least three in a serious condition. That's a taste of the latest ABC News.